Hey guys, thanks for watching miasnewpairofglasses.com and welcome to part 7, Is Anything Real? In the Masters and Controllers series. There are many reasons and motivations for everything done within the strategy of the controllers. Today, we are going to take a look at how scripted everything on TV and in the media really is and some of the underlying reasons. Why is it so important? Because you will need to understand how complex, widespread, and finely executed the strategy is to comprehend who is doing it, how, and why. For this topic, we first need to discuss the SAG, Screen Actors Guild, or now known as SAG-AFTRA, Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA represents approximately 160,000 actors, announcers, broadcast journalists, dancers, DJs, news writers, news editors, program hosts, puppeteers, recording artists, singers, stunt performers, voiceover artists, and other media professionals. From their mission statement, our work is seen and heard in theaters, on television and radio, sound recordings, the internet, games, mobile devices, home video. You see us and hear us on all media distribution platforms. We are the faces and the voices that entertain and inform America and the world. All those faces and voices are part of a system controlled by one group at the top, working only to serve that group's master plan. To work at all in any of these areas, you must be a member of SAG-AFTRA. That is including all, quote, reality shows, from the show Survivor to all survivalist shows on any and every channel. It includes all History Channel, Discovery Channel, A&E Channel shows. Everyone in everything you can see or hear on the media must be a member. To be a member, you must sign a pretty lengthy contract, the first of many, by the way, in which to work you must agree to the terms within that contract. Then you also have to sign a contract for the production or show you are working on. You can be removed from SAG-AFTRA for violating any of the terms of your contract. What is in that contract? Rules and expectations of behavior and actions. They do exactly what they are told to do. They call it a labor union, supposedly to protect the workers. But in reality, it is another pyramid structure. It is another method of control. When you are a member of any pyramid structure, you don't question what you are required to do. You must comply, or you don't get in and stay in. If people want to work, they comply to everything they are asked to do. Now, to have a profile on IMDb, you must be a member of SAG-AFTRA. If you've watched any Flat Earth videos on YouTube, you probably already know that the most widely known, quote, experts in the field of astrophysics and science are just actors. For example, Neil deGrasse Tyson, supposedly an American astrophysicist. Really, he's an actor. Appears as an actor in at least 20 films/TV shows recognized by IMDb. This does not include all total TV appearances on talk shows, news programs, etc. And in 2004, he won NASA's Distinguished Public Service Medal. And just a little bit of background on NASA's Distinguished Public Service Medal, it's the highest form of recognition awarded to non-governmental employees, awarded to individuals who basically contribute to the advancement of NASA and its interests. Another example is Bill Nye, popularly known as Bill Nye the Science Guy. He is an American science communicator, television presenter, and mechanical engineer. Really, he's an actor. He appears in at least 26 movies and TV shows recognized by IMDb. His main focus, getting the kids conditioned while they're still young. And just as a side note, he graduated from Cornell University with a degree in mechanical engineering. So why is he talking about astronomy and astrophysics? That's because he's a paid actor reading from a script. Here is Bill Nye's solar sail. On Kickstarter, to even run a campaign, you must have a working model or prototype. It cannot be a theoretical design. In other words, he has to show it working in space, which he has not, and is not possible. Yet, he was allowed by Kickstarter to run a campaign and swindled over $1 million from the public through Kickstarter. What is Kickstarter? Another gatekeeper organization. Just another front for the carrot method of controlling a population. Both of these men's main, most important acting roles? Themselves, in real life, posing as astrophysicists, physicists, and scientists. The part? To convince people of the existence of space, the heliocentric model, and reinforce theoretical science. The problem with the flat Earth community is that they only show you a small piece of a much larger puzzle. They keep you zoomed in on small details. They don't connect it to the bigger picture that tells you about your true world. This is not limited to some public figures in certain fields to convince people of some belief systems, like in space. It's all public figures, from science to politics, to CEOs of the biggest private companies, to talk shows and news programs, to weather meteorologists, to reality TV shows, and on and on. They are used to push ideas and beliefs. If you know their names, they are actors, and they are in the club. Why the need for all these puppets or actors? Because when it's not reality, it's scripted. When it's scripted, it serves a purpose. If it's not real, you need actors. There are numerous purposes for everything they present as reality to us. Speaking of reality, now we're going to go into reality television. I mentioned Shark Tank. Shows like this, and like American Idol, America's Next Top Model, Top Chef, and so on. One of their purposes is to dangle fame and money as incentives for the public, to hide the reality of our existing class system, which I will go into detail about in a later video. Utilize the carrot method of controlling a population and reinforce the non-existent capitalist/American dream. But what about survival shows? In the late 1990s, reality television, survival, and survivalist shows started to suddenly emerge in mass on television. Survivor was one of the most successful reality TV shows to date. Was it reality? No. Even regular contestants became celebrities, with the public asking for autographs, and the show's contestants making public appearances. They quickly became household names. If a contestant was received well by the public, either as a hero or villain, they advanced in their acting career and moved on to a higher level into the world of puppetry for the controller's agenda. Colleen Haskell, a popular sweetheart contestant from Survivor, went on to be in movies. How can some regular girl off the street with no acting experience act well enough to be in a movie? Because she is an actor. Here she is playing a part in a 2001 motion picture called The Animal with Rob Schneider. Elizabeth Hasselbeck might be one of the most well-known Survivor contestants to have a career in television. These are just some of the movies and shows that she has been in. She was used to play the part of a right-wing conservative female. The goal? To divide people by reinforcing the illusion of power in politics. The trap many fall into is believing that any politician or political party has any power at all, when in reality, it is all a big deception, created to make people believe that we are in a free country with power in voting. Politics is a big dramatic play and a complete distraction. The controllers are every side of every argument. We'll go into that in a later video. They want the public to think that these contestants were just regular people who happened to parlay their time on Survivor into acting and TV careers. There are no regular people taken off the street to do and say what they wish in front of a camera that is aired for the world to see. 100% of it is scripted. The truth is that every single person chosen for reality shows is chosen as an actor from the start in a scripted show, with one of its purposes being to use their reality show characters to condition the public through soap opera type drama with selected ideas and belief systems. The numerous reality survivor-like competition shows, survivalist and prepper shows, fictional movies and TV shows about survival situation and doomsday scenarios are in many ways all the same, totally scripted. But why have we seen such an explosion in these types of shows and movies in recent years? They all have one main purpose in common: conditioning people for what is coming. To teach people about survival situations without them knowing what it's for. To hide the details and the truth about the EMCO, but still prepare people. To teach people survival skills and emotionally and mentally prepare people for what types of situations they will need to endure and what they will need to know without them ever knowing they are being conditioned for what will occur in the time before, during, and after the EMCO, so people have a chance to survive. They need people to survive, but not to be wise to what happened and not to have the answers. Without them ever knowing, they've been lied to about everything. Nothing in the world we are exposed to is random and without design. Whether promoted as fictional or reality, they are teaching people how to prepare for disasters and to know necessary survival skills. Everything is conditioning, even down to Survivor and Fear Factor, conditioning people to get used to being around snakes, insects, and even to have to eat bugs. To the scenes of expecting types of scenarios of people eating other people in movies like The Road and Book of Eli. Every single thing that the public is exposed to, seemingly for entertainment or education, has a purpose of conditioning us, carefully orchestrated by the controllers. When I say everything you see on TV and in the media is scripted, I mean everything. For example, some of you may remember a heated exchange during an interview by Matt Lauer of Tom Cruise on June 23, 2005, where Tom discusses his, quote, controversial beliefs about psychiatry and pharmaceutical medications.
Ever. Before I was a Scientologist, I never agreed with psychiatry. And then when I started studying the history of psychiatry, I started realizing more and more why I didn't agree with psychiatry. And as far as the Brooke Shields thing is, look, you gotta understand, I really care about Brooke Shields. I think here's a wonderful and talented woman. And I want to see her do well. And I know that psychiatry is a pseudoscience.
But Tom, if she said that this particular thing helped her feel better, whether it was the antidepressant or going to a counselor or a psychiatrist, isn't that enough?
Matt, you have to understand this. Here we are today, where I talk out against drugs and psychiatric abuses of electric shocking people, okay, against their will, of drugging children with them not knowing the effects of these drugs. Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin? Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug? Do you understand that?
The difference is, this
I'm asking you a question. I
understand there's abuse of all of these things.
No, you see, here's the problem. You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do.
Aren't there examples, and might not Brooke Shields be an example of someone who benefited from one of those drugs?
All it does is mask the problem, Matt. And if you understand the history of it, it masks the problem. That's what it does. That's all it does. You're not getting to the reason why. There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance.
So postpartum depression to you is kind of a little psychological goop, gobbledygook?
No, I did not say that.
I'm just asking, what would you call it?
Now you're talking about two different things.
But that's what she went on the antidepressant for.
But what happens, the antidepressant, all it does is mask the problem. There's ways of vitamins and through exercise and various things. I'm not saying that isn't real. That's not what I'm saying. That's an alteration of what I'm saying. I'm saying that drugs aren't the answer. That these drugs are very dangerous. They're mind-altering, antipsychotic drugs. And there are ways of doing it without that, so that we don't end up in a brave new world.
This topic in this interview was all over the media. Clearly a very controversial topic that was 100% arranged and scripted for a reason. Yep, this is all part of the dramatic play, too. We will discuss why things like these are designed and promoted in the topic of my next video. Every detail is constructed by the controllers for numerous very specific reasons. When you watch something, for example, a movie, a television show, documentary, the news, talk shows, etc., you should be thinking about what the purposes are for what they put in them, and how what you've watched in your lifetime has shaped what you believe about yourself, others, and the world you live in, down to every tiny detail. There is a purpose that was designed to shape the way we feel and think. And for the controllers to show everyone how controlled these puppets are, look at them make these monkeys jump. That's all I have for you guys today. Everybody stay safe, be good to one another, and God bless.